Coronavirus restrictions were especially hard on Oklahoma's prisoners, but hundreds of incarcerated women used a long-distance writing program to connect with people outside prison walls. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the women and their pen pals encouraged each other through the pandemic.
COVID-19 built new walls that further isolated Oklahoma's prisoners from the rest of the world. It started last March. The Department of Corrections turned away visitors, prisoners lost much of their access to outdoor space, and they couldn't go to classes or common areas. The changes were safety precautions. Sinead Starnes has young children, and before the pandemic, she was already limited to seeing them on the weekends.
And then we just got shut off completely. And not all my kids, like my daughter especially, she's not able to write me and read and be able to communicate in that way. So we had to be creative and draw pictures and because we weren't always able to get to the phone.
Starnes is incarcerated at Eddie Warrior Correctional Center in Taft. Despite the dangers of COVID-19 and prison limitations, she found a way to build a connection with someone she didn't even know. She is part of a long-distance writing class that kept nearly 500 women in Oklahoma's prisons engaged with the outside world during the pandemic. Last month, participants wrote to people who were having a hard time facing down the coronavirus. Starnes wrote in her letter that the pandemic was an emotional roller coaster, but it taught the women she is locked away with to stick together like a family. She recommended taking time to help other people, to make something for a neighbor, to tell someone good morning, and to remember, you're beautiful. Every day is a great day. Even the bad days make us stronger.
I find comfort in comforting people and knowing that I was able, especially in this time, to be like, you know what, it's okay.
Here's how it worked. The class is made up of women inside Mabel Bassett and Eddie Warrior Correctional Centers and their writing partners outside of prison. The women and their partners wrote letters and poems of encouragement and sent them to each other. But there's a twist. The women inside and their partners outside passed the letters they received on to someone else.
And so it's written to somebody you don't even know. You don't even know who's going to get it.
Kate Forrest is a part-time staff member for the nonprofit Poetic Justice. She's also vice president of its board. Her organization created the correspondence course. Forrest says it's hard for people in state prisons to have fluid communication with the outside world, even in the best of times. They can't receive phone calls. They can get emails, but they can't send an email back.
So I think a lot of what we wanted to do was simulate people reaching out to them as much as possible. How can we get companionship to them with all the restrictions and barriers that are in place?
Poetic Justice's leaders and Department of Corrections staff hoped these letters would remind the women that their thoughts and feelings are still valuable to people outside of prison.
It's reminding us that we all went through this pandemic and we're still going through it.
Starnes says these letters and the rest of the correspondence course have been a bright spot in a very hard year. Nearly every woman inside Eddie Warrior caught COVID-19 last fall.
There was a few that didn't have the symptoms, but the majority of us felt like we were on our deathbed. I mean, we really had to, when one of us was feeling good that day, we had to look out for the other one and vice versa.
Some of the people Starnes knew, who she calls her prison family, died. Other women lost actual family members to COVID-19. Starnes says they mourned inside packed dorms and outside when they got the chance. Starnes expects to be released on parole soon, and she says when she gets out, she wants to work with a program like Poetic Justice to help the women who won't be leaving with her.
Being encouraged by things like that, you're less likely to fall back into what you were into before because you have people that love you surrounding you, and that keeps you going.
When in prison, she says hearing your name at mail call means a lot. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.